This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, August the 23rd, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SME News Today.
According to a study, a small RNA molecule called MIR23A can prevent neuron degeneration and muscle wasting. It acts as a protective modifier in cellular and animal models of SMA. The study was called AAV9-mediated delivery of MIR23A reduces disease severity in SMA model mice. It was published in Human Molecular Genetics. SMA is a neurodegenerative disorder characterized by the gradual loss of motor neurons in the spinal cord. This leads to muscle weakness. It's normally caused by mutations in the SMN1 gene. This gene provides instructions for making the SMN protein that is essential for motor neuron survival. Despite recent advances, motor neuron degeneration in patients with SMA are still poorly understood. This is because global cellular dysfunction obscures identifying those that could be potential therapeutic targets. MicroRNAs are tiny RNA molecules that control the expression of several genes. They have recently been implicated in a series of genetic disorders, such as Duchenne muscular dystrophy, Alzheimer's, ALS, Parkinson's, and SMA. A single microRNA can bind to several messenger RNAs. This prevents them from being translated into functional proteins. For this reason, microRNAs can be seen as a central hub that controls the entire gene network. They carefully fine-tune their expression levels over time. Recent reports have suggested that microRNA dysregulation contributes to the disease mechanisms of SMA. Therefore, the identification of differently expressed microRNAs in SMA should reveal gene populations that are improperly regulated. To find out which microRNAs might be dysregulated in SMA, a group of researchers from the University of Missouri studied it. They compared the levels of different microRNAs that are found in motor neurons derived from induced pluripotent stem cells. These are stem cells that are reprogrammed so they can grow into any type of cell. This experiment revealed that motor neurons derived from SMA patients contained very low levels of MIR23A. These are thought to inhibit muscle wasting and protect neurons from degeneration. To explore its role in SMA, researchers then placed an artificial form of it inside motor neurons derived from SMA patients. They found that increasing its levels inside motor neurons significantly reduced their degeneration and death. Therefore, it's thought to be a huge disease modifier in SMA. To examine the potential therapeutic effects of it, they used a specialized viral vector to deliver the RNA to a mouse with SMA. It was shown to reduce disease severity, prolong lifespan, increase motor neuron size, and increase the area of muscle fibers. In conclusion, these results demonstrate that microRNA can significantly lessen the severity of SMA. And further, MIR23A is a novel protective modifier of SMA. Further experimentation will be needed, but as of now, it has potentially opened the door for new molecular therapeutic targets.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Development Manager, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploregenetherapy.com.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, August 20th, 2019. The beauty of personal storytelling. It was my last semester of college, and I had room for one more writing class in my schedule. I already had two film courses, a literature survey, a fiction writing workshop, and a general education requirement I had put off until the last minute. You could say that I excelled in procrastinating on credits like math and secondary languages, while making things like science fiction, literature, and film courses my top priority. As I scrolled through the English courses that I hadn't already taken, One in particular caught my eye: creative nonfiction. At the time, I had started to branch out from reading solely comic books and fiction to reading memoirs. Shane Bercaw's Laughing at My Nightmare quickly became one of my favorites, and it led me to other nonfiction books about disability, writing, and comedy. I had little idea what to expect going into my creative nonfiction course, but it seemed like a natural progression for me as I approached the end of my college career. I was a student journalist, a lover of various storytelling forms, and I wanted to experiment with as many different kinds of writing as I could before graduation. While writing extremely personal things intimidates a lot of my peers, the idea of doing so didn't, and doesn't, make me want to wet my pants. Sure, I love to write essays about books and films, work that allowed me to focus on other people and characters, but I found writing about my own life and experiences to be just as intriguing. The primary objective of this course was simple. We had to choose a topic and compose a nonfiction essay of roughly 15 pages about it. We didn't necessarily have to write our life story, but the subject matter we chose had to be something personal. Though we did other assignments and exercises throughout the semester, we spent most of the time developing, writing, and editing our long-form essays. Students in my class chose a wide range of topics to explore. One wrote his coming-out narrative. Another examined the toxicity and abuse many women experience in video game culture. And a third wrote about the tiny house movement in modern society. You're probably thinking I wrote my essay about my life with spinal muscular atrophy. Picking the most obvious personal essay topic that none of my peers could have written about would have been extremely logical, but I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Alas, I wrote about comic books. At that time, I had never considered having a career that connected directly to SMA. My plan was to continue doing entertainment journalism, which I had acquired some experience in, and in my off hours, I'd write comic book scripts and screenplays. I did my nonfiction essay on modern comic book writers and how these people made a living doing what I dreamed about. I interviewed writers, did extensive research on the comic book industry as a whole, and took an introspective look at why I love comics so much. Little did I know that, a few months later, I would stumble upon this website one morning and consider applying for a writing gig. The rest is history. Creative nonfiction was one of the best courses I ever took in college. My professor went above and beyond to foster an atmosphere of empathy and imagination, and it was apparent in every essay I read that semester. When people dare to be vulnerable with each other and share stories that are easier to ignore, the outcome is something truly special. And even though I probably could have made everyone in the room cry if I had just written about my disability, I still injected plenty of emotion into my comic book fanboy essay. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Development Manager for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.